Let's do Dating Amber, which is just coming out on Amazon. So this is a kind of coming of age and coming out tale, particularly timely. This is Pride Month, as you know. So Fiona Shea, who was recently seen in Normal People, which everyone's been watching and talking about, and Lola Pettigrew are Eddie and Amber. They're teenagers in 90s Ireland, just shortly after the legalization of same-sex relationships. And what they do is that they agree to pretend to be boyfriend and girlfriend in order to protect themselves from the schoolyard bullying that their sexuality attracts. So the original title of this was Beards was the title under which it was originally sort of developed. And I think it's a really interesting movie. It's written and directed by David Fran, who made this film, The Cured, which was, we were talking about zombies earlier on. It was a film about after there had been a kind of zombie apocalyptic plague that they had discovered how to cure people. And people were then returned to normal life after having committed atrocities. And this was therefore a film which had a political edge because it was using kind of fantastical structure to talk about modern day politics. This it also has a political edge in as much as, you know, it is a story about people who are in circumstances in which they can't be themselves, finding a way to live their lives, you know, unhassled, but also discovering themselves. It's really sweet natured and good hearted. It's got some, it reminded me a little bit tonally of that British movie Beautiful Thing, which I really liked. And it had just a touch of the acerbic wit of Submarine, the Richard Ayoade film, which I always thought was, yeah, I thought that was a really terrific movie. It's not quite as biting as that, but what I really liked about it was you believe in the characters, the situation. I mean, there's a lot of comedy in it, but it has that kind of that bittersweet, you know, melancholy mix of comedy and pathos. Plus, it does have a kind of strong political underpinning, and then, you know, it is a story about people finding their own definition of themselves. It's very good on the way in which kind of you know, the bullying of the schoolyard can exist in many different ways. And when you consider that, you know, potentially the subject matter could be quite grim, people having to pretend to be somebody else. Actually, the tone of it is really, really enjoyable. So it's very well played, sharply drawn characters, believable situations. And yeah, really, really nicely balanced. It's called Dating Amber, and it's out now on Amazon.